The Arctic is on fire, and the West Coast and the East and Europe is devastated, and this June has been the hottest on record. And here, July fires, and a three-car pileup burns behind our window on the way home from the children's hospital, where it was so cold everyone wore cardigans, and I hid under two blankets beside my swaddled newborn, and she was on fire, and fire spread wild across all 21.5 inches of her, and she was a boreal forest and tundra's wilderness, and I knew swaths of her could disappear too if I wasn't careful. And as we waited to be discharged, and fire took the earth and all the bodies closest, the nurses brought a one-year-old spitting and shitting fire to share our room, and they draped themselves heavy in plastic so they too wouldn't burn. And I heard the girl's mother refuse vaccines and say her child had been burning for days now and no water would douse or hydrate her. And I started burning too, rage and fear and rage again. And there are outbreaks of measles and mumps and fires we thought eradicated, whooping cough and polio and rubella. And they say a mother can lift a car or shift the planet off its axis to save her child. And 3 million die from what a vaccine could have prevented. And half the dead are children under 5, and mine laid exposed as new earth and the burning Arctic as another mother held the extinguisher and let all our children burn.